Welcome to the K3ORB Echolink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
Sorry about that, K3ORB. When I connected the pole to your repeater, it disconnected me and everybody. KB3JQQ. I went check on that.
It's the only way I can monitor it. That's the only way I can monitor it. You guys put it up, and I put it up with the team viewer, reestablished it. And I'm also monitoring this way. There's no problem. It's just the way I operate it. W3ICF.
I think he was saying the Ocean City repeater there, Phil. Not yours, the Ocean City repeater, right?
Yep, it was K3ORB. I went to poll it to see who was connected, and it disconnected me, and it dropped them off at Wash_DC. KB3JQQ.
Well, I dropped the W3ICF-R so that I could put it direct down to you guys, and I can watch it and see if anyone comes in on it. Otherwise, all I see is me connected to it and the other. So I can't monitor what if somebody comes in and sits there and waits to check in. I don't know they're out there. W3ICF.
Yeah, I think you're good, Phil. I think you're good. All right, we'll get started here. This is KB3MXM. Hey, folks, we'll get started here in just a little bit, and thank you all for joining. We'll kick this off in a little bit more than 10 minutes. Thanks again. KB3MXM.
Q.
Looks like we lost ORB. Not on the repeat, or not tied in anymore. Okay, we'll be starting here in just a few moments, folks. Sit back and enjoy the show. This is KB3MXM.
G4WHL Mobile, Winchester.
All right, thank you for joining us. You're coming in on the W3ICF system. We'll be starting in just a few moments at 8 o'clock. And if you're still in range, we'd like you to be part of our net this evening. KB3MXM, name is Marty, near Arlings Mills. Stand by. We'll start in just a few moments. All right, good evening. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland DC Section Manager. We're going to drag our feet here for about a minute as most people, their alarms or their alerts are going off to get on the net. So we'll give them a moment to get on board, a minute or so, and we'll get started. Thank you all for joining us. Stand by, please.
Welcome to the K3ORB Echolink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
Now we've got ORB in Ocean City. Okay, we've got the East Coast covered. Now if I could just get a repeater operator in the West to join us one time, that would be great. Good evening, everyone. This is, again, KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland DC Section Manager, and thank you for joining us here on the third Friday of the month for the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net. So as always, we'll have an opportunity. I hope that everybody will be and have an opportunity to wait a minute, I'll turn on the other radio. To have everybody have an opportunity to join us and tell us a little bit of what's happening in your area or with your club or events. And while we're still dealing with COVID and the events that are going on in amateur radio. So sit back, as Tom Snyder used to say, sit back and enjoy the show. Or sit back with your color TV and watch the pictures fly through the air. Stand by. All right, first I'd like to apologize. I have not had a chance to get the section news out before this net. I'll be working on that tomorrow. I did send out the alert or the notification in email. You should all be able, those that are signed up to receive it via email, should be getting it sometime tomorrow. And those who do not, you can go to the ARRL website and in the upper right-hand corner type MDC, Mike Delta Charlie. And there'll be a link to go to the MDC portion of the ARRL website, and you'll be able to see the section news there tomorrow. So look forward to seeing that. Great. All right. Thank you, Scott, for that hit count, and we'll continue on here. First, I'd like to encourage all of you to be prepared. One of the most important things that you can do any time is get prepared, and now is the best time to do that. I'll just give you some very quick statistics. Although we are not we are not normally, or ever, have I ever seen us in a situation of forest fires or wildfires with that kind of conflagration that's happening in the West. There is over 135 fires in the western United States, and several of them are not even are so wild at this point that they're unable to control them. They have wildfires, and we have thunderstorms, blizzards, and hurricanes. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be prepared, and now is a good time to do that. It doesn't take much. There's plenty of resources out there that you can lean on. I've seen information on AARP, ready.gov, the CDC website, many places, and your readiness can be just the simple kit that gets you through the first 24 hours or 48 hours. So start thinking about that. There's plenty of ways to do that, and we'll be ready for the next event. All right, break. Yeah, a lot of people talking about the smoke. All right, thank you, Scott. All right, second is that if anyone has been watching the weather, and I'm sure many of you do, there are two tropical systems heading for the Gulf. So it's going to be a twofer deal in the Gulf of Mexico, and the timing looks like it's going to be Tuesday and Wednesday. And many of you are familiar that if it shows up in the Gulf, it eventually shows up somewhere on the East Coast. It's just the way the weather pattern works here. So add 2-3 days, or maybe even a day, just don't know right now. Hasn't forecasted that far out. So Laura is a hurricane, and the other one is a tropical depression, and they're both supposed to be in the Gulf of Mexico. And weather forecasters are saying, depending on who gets there first, it could either, two things could occur, just from a meteorological standpoint. The major hurricane could produce enough shearing, that's a weather term, enough shearing to chop up the other tropical depression, or somewhere before they get there, the energies could combine, although it might weaken, and then you'd still have a tropical a cyclone or tropical disturbance in the Gulf. Either way, it's going to come up the East Coast, whatever it is. Storms, thunderstorms, rain, it's going to come up the East Coast. So just be prepared for that and keep an ear open. So if you have a weather alert radio, make sure you understand and you put in your SAME code. It's SAME. And if it doesn't have that top capability and it's just an alert radio, make sure your alert radio is on when the storms are near. Great. And if you haven't heard, there is a WeatherNet that meets, I believe it's on the W3ICF repeater, I believe, or one of those repeaters over there. And Ron, and they do an absolutely great, Tom does an absolutely great job with the WeatherNet. You should look up that, and if you're able and you're in range, please participate. And if you have EchoLink, you're always in range, so you can log in. Stand by. So just a quick summary on the, not very long ago, a couple weeks. Tropical storm ECES, which was a hurricane, moved through the Maryland, D.C. section up the East Coast. Matter of fact, the eye of the storm entered the Chesapeake Bay at its southern exposure. And within 12 hours, it moved across the eastern third of the state. Power outages, trees down, damages. Matter of fact, tornadoes were reported in Ocean City and Calvert County, more than 100 miles apart. Although there was no widespread activation for Aries, EOCs were at a heightened level of awareness, and some of them went into activation. There was no sheltering, no long-term sheltering. There was a shelter open on the eastern shore, but it closed after the storm was over. Power, power, power. That is, no power, no comms, but hopefully not for amateur radio. So get in touch with your served agencies, your community leaders, your community groups, and make them aware that you're capable of doing communications with served agencies and your county representatives. And work through the Aries organization and up into leadership, and keep us aware of what you're doing and what the needs are. The storms don't stop at county lines or state lines, so we all have to work together. Break. I got to watch the timer here, folks. Okay, this is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. You're listening to the Maryland DC section EchoLink Net. A few more topics to cover, and then I'm going to turn it over and start taking roster, and then you can share what's happening in your area. First of all, I'd like to introduce to all of you, excuse me, all of you here, our new assistant section manager, pardon me, for the MDC section. His name is Chris. His call sign is Alpha Bravo 3 Rescue Golf. Some of you may recognize that from the Baltimore Traffic Net or maybe in Aries, or you've spoken with him before. He certainly has joined us here on many occasions. I'd like to take a minute and turn it over to Chris for a few words. Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you. AB3WG, good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. Thanks so much for allowing me the opportunity to become assistant section manager. It's something I've been looking forward to for a while now, and I'm very excited to work with the section leadership and learn a lot of different things from them and really try to help out a little bit more in this section. So I'm super excited. I think a lot of folks are going to be hearing from me, and I'm really excited to be in the position, and I'm ready to learn and try to help. That's it, AB3WG. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Chris. So if you happen to see Chris on any of my correspondence, this is why. This is why he's got to be there, and succession planning is all important. Many of you know what I do professionally, and as I've said before, in my line of work, the Weather Channel is the employment channel. So when there's disasters that are happening, there's always that likelihood that I'm going to be called to go downrange and leave it in the hands of the section leadership, which is there to help you. Thank you very much, Chris. All right, stand by. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Section Echo Link here on the WB3GXW repeater system, Echo Link system, and other linked repeaters. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. All right, here we are once again. Okay, I'd like to we recognize Chris. Thank you very much. We'd like to go down and recognize some of our other leadership folks. First, I'd like to go to Jim Cross. Jim Cross is with the Atlantic Division, and we'd like to get a few words from Jim. WI3N. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marty. Good evening to everyone on the net. I would echo that what Marty said about being prepared, and I would hope that we are able to get some more Aries groups over on the Eastern Shore. That's got lots of holes in it there, and that gets a lot of pounding when things happen. I would also mention that we're in FEMA Region 3, as Marty well knows, and if you read reports from other FEMA regions where they have forest fires, earthquakes, devastating hurricanes, massive tornadoes, all kinds of things happening. When you look at Region 3, there's very little that actually, weather-wise and all that, happens. Yeah, we get a storm, and we get a little blowback and stuff occasionally, but not much happens here, which is what makes it difficult a lot of times for people to stay tuned and up to speed and up to date on everything so that in case something does happen, they're ready to jump in and help out. And that is key. So I would urge people to go on the website, find your emergency coordinator, contact them, tell them you'd like to help out so you can learn to what's going on. You'll be taking some of the FEMA courses to get yourself up to speed on how things work and everything. It's a great opportunity. Please do it. And that's about it for me. Thank you very much. Back to Net, WI3F.
All right, Jim, very good. I know that, just let me ask you real quick, not to put you on the spot, I know Delaware was hit pretty hard, and Lower New Jersey was hit pretty hard. There was some severe storms in Pennsylvania, and then after ECA was through, then we had some latent thunderstorms. Did you have any reports from our neighbors in Delaware? How did they fare, if you know?
Yeah, I am talking to Jim Baker over there in Sussex. Everything kind of blew through, wasn't too bad. So as far as I know, there was not a whole lot that, major issues there. My other concern is that while there's not a lot of things to happen here, we, in my opinion, live right next door to the nation's bullseye. That's called Washington, D.C. Things can happen, have happened, 9/11, et cetera. So anyway, just contact your ECs and everything and get prepared to help out. Zach Kinnett, thank you, Marty, WI3M.
All right, very good. You know, and just recently they had that 5.1 earthquake in North Carolina. Many of you might remember the earthquake that occurred just south of us here in Virginia. And many years ago there was an earthquake swarm. That's when you have many small earthquakes in the Columbia area. I remember being outside when that. I was like, there's no wind. Why is the light pole swinging back and forth? Okay, thank you very much, Jim. I really appreciate it. Now we're going to go to some of our repeaters, and then we'll go down our roster list. I just want to make sure we got everybody. First of all, I'd like to go to Scott, KB3JQQ. Sir, do you have anybody on your system? And please make the call, and then a few words for the net, sir. Thank
you. All right. Well, nobody's here. The other ham in the building passed away a month or so ago, so I won't expect to hear him. So, anyway, just looking at the storms to the southwest, and hopefully it'll stay away. KB3JQQ.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to the KA2JAI repeater, and if Mike's on, Mike, a few words and call your stations on your system, please.
Good evening, Marty. And by the way, I was in Columbia during that earthquake. I remember it well. Okay, I already have several checked in, which include KB3KWT, W3MAM, AB3XJ, N3FQC, and NK3D. So I'm going to ask all of you to stand by. Any others who would like to check in on the 805 in Millersville, please call now.
This is November 3, Columbia, Echo, Sierra, Middle, South Baltimore. No traffic.
The Alpha 3, Tango, Oscar, Yankee.
3, Sierra, Echo, Oscar.
Alpha, Alpha 3, Echo, Bravo. N.
WA3, CSS.
Charlie 3, Victor Oscar, Bob.
Okay, here are the additional check-ins I was able to copy. N3RES Mobile, WA3TOY, N3SEO, AA3G, and WA3KNH, I think I heard you in there as well. So I'm going to go to the top of the list and ask this group for comments. Beginning with Paul, KB3KWT. Go ahead, please.
No comments. Back to net control.
And next is Dave, W3MAM, for comments. Nothing heard. We'll move on to Rick, KB3XJ.
Good evening, everyone. Nothing for the net. AB3XJ.
Okay, next check-in is N3FQC. Go ahead, please.
Okay, it's great to be on the listening to all this and learning tape. And I've been learning a lot on the Baltimore traffic net, AB3WG, Chris doing a good job there. And I was just wondering, and we can answer the question, if there's any nets to help. Learn how to pass traffic and everything like that in the Baltimore County area. So with that, that's all I got in 3FQC back then.
This is KB3MXM. What's your call again? N3, give it to me again, please.
November 3, Foxtrot, Quebec, Charlie.
All right, I got it. Thank you. Go ahead, Mike. Continue.
Next check-in is John NK3D for comment. Go ahead.
Good evening, Mike, Marty, and the Met, NK3D in Annapolis, Maryland via EchoLink. Nothing really to report. Weather's been good. Everything else is great. For N3FQC, Anne Arundel County Aries Net is every Sunday at 8 o'clock in the evening. You don't have to be an Aries member, but there are pretty regular instances where traffic is passed. So I'd like to invite you to check into that net. It's on 146805, the Millersville repeater, Maryland Mobileers, or we also have a node here on EchoLink. You could use KA2JAI-R. Back to net, NK3D.
N3FQC.
RES Mobile.
Hello, this is N3 RES Mobile. I really want to get involved with this area. Can't wait to get it started here, and can't wait for them to get it started here in Baltimore, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. Can't wait. What's that? I'll send it back to net. What's on? I don't want to keep it long. I got all this background noise. N3 RES back in net.
Kurt, you're next, please. WA3TOY.
All right, Mike and everyone, good evening. I'm coming in through EchoLink tonight as I'm working on the computer trying to get the printer to work. It stopped working, and I'm trying to get it rectified. Anyway, SkyWars' been fairly busy earlier part of this month, and excuse me, we've had a couple of activations. We did activate for a while during the hurricane event on the 4th, and Bruce Becker, N3KNT, was my net control station for that session and did a good job with it. So with that, back to net, WA3TOY.
Thank you, Kurt. Next on the list is Frank, N3SEO, for comment.
Good evening, all. Nothing much to report, just checking in the net, see how things are going. N3SEO.
And Ed, AA3ED, go ahead, please.
This is Alpha Alpha 3 Echo Bravo. Ed, I have no comments, but I would like to get an audio report from someone. How do you hear this station? Over.
Good signal tonight, Ed. Very clear. No problem getting into the 805. Next, I think I heard the next call is W3KNH. Jameson, is that you? Go ahead, please. Okay, is there somebody else out there that I missed then?
This is Whiskey Alpha 3 Charlie Sierra X-Ray Tony in Bowie, Maryland. No comments for the net tonight.
Okay, thank you. I think you're the one that I missed earlier. Before I turn it back to you, Marty, I just want to throw out a congratulations to Chris, AV3WG, in his new role as ASM. Very nice. You have a very talented person there that I'm sure is going to do a fine job in that role. Marty, I'll turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI, 73 all.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. And Anne Arundel Amateur Radio Club and the Anne Arundel Aries team, very, very active. They have, as many of you might have already participated in on-air on-air club meetings and other events. So they have two repeaters, north and south. They're linked together, 147.075 and 147.105. So very good. Look them up. All right, this is KB3MXM. You're listening to the third, or you're listening to the MDC section EchoLink Net here on the third Wednesday of, on third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Stand by, please. All right, before we move forward here, let's do another repeater check-in. I'd like to get those out of the way. We had someone checking in from West Virginia. I apologize. West Virginia or Virginia? I apologize, we haven't gone back to you yet, but we'll hopefully get to our mobile station here in just a moment. Let me ask, well, let's do that now. Do we have any mobile stations or short-time stations? Now, don't everybody jump on that one, okay? I know how that works. You all want to leave. Do we have any mobile stations that need to check in before they get out of range? Your call sign, please. All right, let's continue on. Let's go to the WB3GXW. John, thank you very much for keeping track of the count here. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Oh, I see. Okay. John, thank you for keeping track of the count here and supporting us as well as Scott. So, John, the WB3GXW, I'll give you a moment here to let everybody, give everybody some insight, as you always do, with the upcoming bulletins and any other words for the net. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. Well, tomorrow night we'll have Amateur Radio Newsline and ARRL Audio News. And then Sunday night will be, that'll be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Sunday night at 7 o'clock, the latest edition of This Week in Amateur Radio. For those of you that missed last week's Amateur Radio, This Week in Amateur Radio on Sunday, very nice segment from Bill Cottinelli, patron saint of amateur radio operators, Saint Maximilian Kolbe. And that was a very interesting, interesting segment. The conference server may end up supporting, let me get a reset, the upcoming hurricane activity. Typically what I've done in the past is become a link for the listen-only stations, so it takes a load off of the affected area servers, etc. So as our commander said, we need to be prepared. Who knows what this is going to amount to, but most likely it will be a lot of rain at the very least. So that's about all I have. Hopefully we'll get somebody checking in from Ocean City tonight. Back to you, Marty, WB3GXW.
Very good, John. Thank you. And a great opportunity both to not only be prepared, but what we've used also, we've used the EchoLink here on the Wash underscore DC as being, call it the interoperable bridge. So you can link the entire state together with EchoLink, and given the fact that a lot of areas are very resilient, cellular, power, communications, internet, it's an opportunity to get not only situational awareness, but also to share situational awareness of your particular area. All right, let's go, and good point, thank you, John. Let's go to our friends down on the Eastern Shore, and might be checked in right now. Oh, sorry, they might be checked in on the K3ORB repeater system. And there's any stations on the ocean in Ocean City or the surrounding areas of the Eastern Shore that would like to check in? Your call signs, please. All right, that's why we wait, because EchoLink is sometimes slow. All right, I'm going to start. Let me go through one more repeater set, repeater group here. Oops, wait a minute. Hang on. I'm going to get over that list. Stand by, folks. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Southern Maryland. Let's do Southern Maryland. W3SMD, and I believe we're linked on 220 down there. 220, that's on the 220 megahertz band. So do we have anybody in Southern Maryland that's linked in that would like to check in to the monthly MDC EchoLink Net? Your call sign, please. All right, nothing heard. Last is our Phil. Good evening, Philip. How are you? Hey, listen, how about you call your stations on your repeater out of Frederick, W3ICF, and see who's checked in with you this evening. Go ahead, sir.
Well, good evening, Marty. W3ICF here. Well, I see three stations that are showing. I don't know. This is something that looks different tonight. I see three stations. Maybe their EchoLink Let's check with them first. K3DO, Mike, and HG4WHO, and KB3IEF. Mike, give a call back here to Marty.
All right, well, thanks, Phil, and good evening, Marty, and everybody on the net. Good to be on the net again this one. Couldn't make it last month. I was not available, but it's good to hear everybody on, and lots of good things happening, and it's good to hear also that the storm didn't do a whole lot of damage, and everybody was prepared for it. So it looks like we're going to have a busy season, though, with two of them coming into the Gulf at similar times. It's just the start of the season, so I imagine it's going to be a busy year for storms for us. So that's it for me. I'll send it back over to you, Phil. WQSF, this is K3DO.
Yes. HG4WHO, come ahead, please. W3ICF, talk to Marty.
Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's good. I just was driving and heard this on. I heard it mobile in there. I checked in the Echo Link and some low spots there, but this is on the RF side right here. Coming to the W3ICF repeater, but good net here. It's been enjoyable to listen to as I drive, and check in next time there. KG4WHO, Mobile 8, 73.
Okay, the next one we got here is KB3IEF. Sandy, go ahead, please. W3ICF.
Thank you, Phil, and hello, Marty, and congratulations, Chris. Wanted to say that we do take preparation here seriously, and M3RO Rick has set up a National Weather Service net control training class in August for training net control operators to help him if we should have extended hurricane sessions next week. So looking forward to that. And I will turn it back to Phil, W3ICF, KB3EOF.
E3JQQ.
Check now like we normally do. We have any RF checks on the W3ICF-R repeater. Come ahead, please. Give me a name and call, please. W3ICF.
Oscar Romeo Whiskey. Handle is Leonard.
Okay, Leonard, go ahead and take a turn there. Talk to Marty. W3ICF.
K3LRW. Okay, Marty. Well, keep up the good work there. Marty, and I don't have a whole lot to say, just good evening to all.
Thank you, Leonard. Is there any other RF connections that would like to check in with the net? Come ahead, please. Name and call. Marty, I think that's all we got from there. Things are a little bit confusing here tonight. Normally when I see the WASH conference up there, I don't see the stations on Echo Link. That's always been typical. Tonight, it's not typical. I don't know what happened. So that takes care of us up here. We're trying to stay safe and stay sort of close to home during all this pandemic. And I want to thank the guys there from Frederick that checked in tonight. W3ICF, back over there to you, Marty.
Okay, Phil, thank you so much. We're going to run through the roster list now, but I'd like to add that there are some events coming up. Let me go over to my event that I want to mention. So let's see. Stand by. The Antietam Radio Association, the Hiram Percy Maxim 151st birthday anniversary event station will be August the 29th, starting at 12 and ending on August the 30th at 1800. You can find information on the Antietam website, which I'll put in the link, but if you don't have it, it is W3CWC, Whiskey 3 Charlie, WhiskeyCharlie.org. Okay? Next, there is a, if you're not familiar, let me take a break, stand by. Also, if any of you have ever been interested in amateur television and haven't had a chance to explore some of the new things that are going on, go over to the BRATS website, the Baltimore Amateur Radio Television. Go over to BRATS. I'll put the link in there because it's a little lengthy. They have an ATV, Alpha Tango Victor, Quick Start 2 which is the new quick start. The last was in 95. Many things have changed. And it's Neil, Whiskey 3, Zulu, Quebec, India. We'll be giving you some information about the ATV Quick Start. And I'll put the link in there. And if you go over to the Bratz website, you can find that on their website. Now, let me post that here. Standby break. And the last one I have on my very short list, because I've sent it, and I apologize for not having everything together tonight. It's been a difficult week for us here. A new technician class is starting once again. Our friend Roland, or Roll, you might know him from the National Electronic Museum. He's starting a technician class, so if you know someone that would like to get their technician license, or maybe you need a refresher, it'll be Zoom. It'll be a Zoom class, and it starts Thursday, September the 10th, and runs for 7 consecutive weeks. And you all know this. Roll runs a 3-hour class. All right, so you're in for the time of your life there, because he makes sure you get it. He makes sure you understand it. So keep that in mind. Starting on the 10th of September, and running for 7 weeks. For information, you need to contact Roland. I'll put the link in the chat box. But if any of you don't have his address, it's Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, dot Anders, A-N-D-E-R-S, at Comcast.net. And if you know somebody who's interested, go to the National Electronic Museum website, too, and I'm sure you'll find a link there. Great. Okay. And lastly, so as testing, the last thing I'll mention, and we get to the list. So testing certainly has changed over the last 5 months. And it's been challenging, and a lot of the clubs have overcome this challenge with some online and with some social separation. Not going to cover anything as far as testing, because it could change overnight. Conditions in counties do change, and by no means trying to keep up with that. So check your Shark DeLaurel VE, or check your amateur radio club to see if, or find out when their testing sessions are. Okay, let's get to the list. I'm going to close the window on all notes, and we're going to start at the very top of the list. I'll give you the first person. It's going to be Sam, November 3, Yankee Papi, India. And after that, it's going to be N3TJO. So let's go to Sam first. Go ahead, Sam, a few words. All right, nothing there. Let's go to N3 Tango Juliet Oscar. Go ahead. All right, next on my list is Mike, Kilo Bravo 7. Tango Hotel Lima. Mike? All right. This is your first time on Echolink. It's the space bar to key and a space bar to unkey. I just happen to use the left control button, and I make it temporary, like more or less like a microphone. All right. Let's go to Milford. N3 Whiskey Yankee Golf. I can't do that, Milford. Only you. Go ahead. All right. KB7TH. THL, technical issues. Oh, I'm familiar with those. Oh, my goodness. That's all this week has been, is technical issues. All right, let's continue down our list. Thank you all for being patient. Pat, November, let me start over. Pat, Kilo Alpha 3, November Juliet Whiskey. Go ahead, Pat. All right, no Pat. Let's go to next on my list is Stu. Whiskey India 3 Juliet. Go ahead, Stu.
Hey, thank you, Marty. WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Enjoying the net as always. Always picking up a lot of good facts here. And I always read the text messages down there. I'm going to check out that Bratz ATV. I think I played with that many, many, many years ago. So, I'm exploring a lot of things I haven't done in many years on amateur radio. So I'm going to give that a look. Thank you there, Marty. Take care. Back to you, WI3J.
All right, very good. Thanks, Scott, for the update. Let's go to Pete. Kilo Bravo 3, November, Juliet Kilo. Pete, a few words for the net, sir.
Thank you, Marty. Good evening to everybody on the net. This is Pete over in Hyattsville. Not much going on. I've been trying to check into all of the Prince George's Aries 2-meter training nets every week on Tuesdays, and the HF hospital nets once a month. and the face-to-face meetings on Zoom once a month. My XYL and I tomorrow are heading off to West Virginia to spend a few nights in a cabin and have four different walls to look at for a while besides the four here at the home TH. Hopefully we'll get a break from this. Anyway, with that, back to net control.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, let's see. We tried Stu. We tried Pete, me, Phil, Scott, Mike. He's having technical issues. Okay, let's continue down my list. Milford, we called that. I did see one here I wanted to call. Where is it now? Please don't leave. We're going to get to all of you. Please, trust me. KB3MXM, you're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink system and linked repeaters. And we're on like 10 minutes, so I'm going to try to get everybody in. And let's go to, do we have W3YVQ? Al, are you on? And a few words for the net, please. And if you could be brief, we got a lot of people behind you.
Well, I'll try. But that's hard for me to do, as you well know, when I get in the tutorial mode, that is. A couple of comments. This is W3YVQ. First of all, I hope everyone is getting through this health threat safely and that all your loved ones are well. And for N3FQC, regarding his question earlier about a traffic handling net in Baltimore County, he's on the premier traffic training net on voice, at least for 2 meter FM, the Baltimore Traffic Net, which was started as a Baltimore County area net. It's expanded. They use several different repeaters and currently is on 5.33. And the Maryland SlowNet has the CW training net here in section 3563 at 7:30 every night break. The next comment has to do with Winlink. For those of you running airmail, you've had the options of running Pactor, multimode TNCs for regular packet and Pactor 1, or the SCS modem Pactor 3 the machines with the built-in drivers and airmail. Of course, it can also connect to the Winlink system via Telnet on the Internet. But Winlink other client app, the Express program, not only had the Pactor 3 capability and the Pactor 1 and packet capabilities and Telnet, but also had Winmore. And the news is that Winmore is going to be slowly phased out over here over a number of months. It's already begun, which means gateway stations may no longer have any Winmore connections available, and Winmore will be slowly dropped out of the Express updates. And the options are to search out Vera, that's Victor Echo Romeo Alpha, HF, or RDOP, which you can examine on the winlink.org webpage, download the Frequently Asked Questions PDF and read through it. And you'll find a nice article in there about the two modes. And they're not as fast as Pactor 3, but they're better than Pactor 1 for sure. Break.
Hey, Al, I've got to move along, sir. Could you make it just a little shorter for me, please?
Certainly. And the last comment has to do with what do you do when you get there? And that is ask yourself if you know how, if you're in a NIMS ICS deployment during a hurricane or some other disaster, if you know how to obtain ICS form content in either text or HTML formats to be able to transmit on amateur messaging. With WL2K, you can always attach them as files, but the digital traffic network operated by RRI can handle them between the breaks on a regular radiogram, full email formatted ICS form content. FL message is the answer to the rhetorical question. 7-3 all, and have a great weekend. W3YVQ.
All right. Looks like we got station Milford's trying to check in. Thank you, Milford. Let me go to standby, folks. Standby. I got to get back to my list here. Oh, wait a minute. I was off the key. I'm sorry, folks. Let me go to Don. November 3, India, Uniform, Echo. Don, a few words for the net, please. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to Jeff, KB3SPH. Jeff?
Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. Happy to report that we were able to do a social distance exam session last week in Fort Washington at the Fort Washington Medical Center. We had 13 candidates, and all were successful in getting their license or upgrade. And our next session is scheduled for 9 September, and you can check for updates on the ARRL, find an exam session website. Back to Net from KB3SPH.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to N3 Whiskey Yankee Golf Milford. Your turn, please. No audio, Milford. Sorry. Let's move on. Maybe you can fix that. Let's go to Alex. Kilo Charlie 3 Lima Oscar Yankee. Go ahead, Alex.
Good evening. It's Kilo Charlie 3 Lima Oscar Yankee. It's Alex from Harford County Aries Races. Good evening, everybody. Just had a question for the net. Do you know if and when Skywarn, the local class, will be offered? Thank you.
All right, thank you. I'll put that down. We'll get you an answer here in just a moment. Have you gone to the Sterling site to see if the next Skywarn classes are? Have you been on the online portion?
I've been there to see that they were canceled, but it's been about 2 weeks since I looked at the Sterling site, so I'm not sure if anybody was aware of in-person or online training about it. Thank you. KC3LOY.
All right, very good. Well, maybe someone will be able to answer your question here in just a moment. Let me get through some more on here on the list, and then we'll get back to that. Thank you. Stand by. How about Pat? Kilo Alpha 3, November Juliet Whiskey. Pat, a few words for the net, please. All right, nothing from Pat. Kilo 2, Alpha Charlie X-Ray. I only have iPhone user. Hey, listen, nothing like cross-banding, right? Kilo 2, Alpha Kilo X-Ray, a few words for the net. All right. I'm sorry, it's the order in which they were received. Okay, Richard, Whiskey Alpha 3, Yankee Tango Kilo, YTK, Richard. All right, let's go to Tony, Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Victor Bravo, PBB. Tony? All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to Pam, Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Whiskey Sierra. Pam, your comments?
Thank you, Marty, and everyone else on the net this evening. This is KB3SWS. We were successful in conducting our annual connector and antenna workshop this past week, and we had a socially distanced activity with participants building 40, 75, 80-meter dipole antennas. And two of those will be designated for the use by PG Aries. Back to Net Control, KB3SWS.
Well, that's awesome, Pam. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. All right, let's go to Ian, November 3, Charlie Victor Alpha. Ian, a few words to the net, sir. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to Chris. Kilo 3, Delta Charlie Romeo, DCR, Delta Charlie Romeo for Chris.
Hey there, this is K3DCR in Salisbury. This is my first time on the net, so thanks for having me. During this COVID time, I redesigned the Delmarva Amateur Radio Club website to make it more friendly for mobile phones, because most people don't use computers to get on the net anymore. They look at their phones. So if you take a look at everybody's club website, if you have one, and see if it shows up on a cell phone, and if the print's too small, you might want to redesign it. Anyways, ours is qsl.net/DARC, and I'll stick that in the text. Anyway, 73 to everybody. Have a good evening.
All right, very good, Chris. We might have to chat. Let me go to, you guys are going to have to hang on for just a second. Josh is next, KC3PKA, and then go ahead, Josh.
This is Kilo Charlie 3 Papa Kilo Alpha. This is my first net, and I want to thank you for inviting me. Nothing to report. I'll pass it back to the net. This is Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Kilo Alpha.
Okay, thanks, Josh. I appreciate it. Oh, good. You got the sign. Okay, Sky One stuff. That's fantastic. All right, let me see if we have... let's see. We just had... stand by a moment, folks. Let me get back to my roster list here. And... hang on, stand by, please. Neil, KB3, Zulu, Juliet. Go ahead, Neil. All right, no Neil. All right, is there any stations that I haven't called that would like to add to the net? I think I've called those stations that might not have. Oh, did we do TAC? I'm trying to find TAC. I think we did do TAC. Okay, make sure that's not another TAC. Kilo Alpha 3, November Juliet Whiskey. Pat, did we let you check in already? You have any words for the net? Thanks. All right, folks, it's a little past the top of the hour. We try to keep these short to an hour. Is there any station who would like to add anything for the benefit of the net and the benefit of the hams here and the benefit of the, or for the good of the order? Your call sign, please. All right, nothing heard. All right, please be safe and well. Please follow all guidelines for keeping yourself and your family and your friends and your fellow hands safe. Please remember that it doesn't matter whether you're here or far away, you're always an amateur radio operator. I try to encourage you, or I'd like to encourage you to always be prepared and always take the opportunity to check on your comrades and your fellow hams and maybe even their families. Just to make sure we're all safe and well. Keep in touch with your served agencies, your VOADs, or V-O-A-D, your volunteer organizations aiding in disasters. It might actually be a civic group that you're involved in already. Keep them, let them know that you're available, and let's help each other. We'll get through this, I'm sure. We'll continue to get through this. Keep an eye on the weather, and I hope all of you have a safe and wonderful weekend. 7-3 is all. Thank you for joining us this evening. This will conclude the Maryland DC section Echo Link here on the third Friday of the month of August, the 21st. 7-3 all.
WA3TOY, Alpha 3 Echo Bravo. WA3TOY.
Good evening,
sir.
Would you be able to... help me check out a microphone?
Probably. What's up?
I had trouble with the desk microphone.